All right, who else has questions? Or what do you guys want to discuss? And if nothing, then we can start having sex. And if you creepers want to listen, you're welcome to.
On that subject of walkers, like, you know, I get it. You know, it's like where I'm at, I'm not at the stage where I'm going to be turning away dates. But, you know, things that signify, like, if it's a woman who, you know, kind of says things like, I don't know, like has sort of this generic hatred of men, or, oh, they're all the same. And, whatever, like that kind of like, is that generally like, for the way that I'm interpreting it, it's kind of like a walker mentality of like, oh, you know, guys just want to fuck and they don't want to, you know, be my husband, my future husband. Does that, I don't know. Am I making any sense here?
Totally. Yeah. You're going to run into like women who've been burned by dudes, and they have unfortunately they've got, you know, a lot of, you know, scars, I guess, and problems when it comes to dating. And, you know, they have this false, you know, view of dating and guys, that they're going to do whatever this last guy did to them or this series of guys did to them. What they're not doing is they're not taking responsibility for like, well, how the fuck did they get him to do that to her? You know?
Right.
And that's kind of her own shit. Like, that's her problem and not something that you would want to really invest your time in. Right.
So, yeah, totally.
Like, sure, you could, you know, if you really want to put a lot of work into that, maybe you could turn her around and show her that, yeah, not all guys are just trying to, like, I don't know, use her as a cum dumpster and run away. But
right,
you're much better off, you know, just finding another girl who isn't fucking mentally broken and having a lot better time.
Oh,
Robbie, what's been your experiences that show like the crazy card early in the process? Like, I have really bad anxiety, or, oh yeah, you know, I had to commit my mom to the mental institution 8 times last year. You know, what these sound like red flags to me. I don't have a lot of experience, but what do you think?
Well, we have the whole red flags list. I think you probably haven't seen that, because that's in the old Leverage group before we created Leverage 2.0. But I'll have one of the guys, maybe Jason or Patrick or Tyler, find that and post it in the group. And you can kind of go through that list of red flags. But, I mean, I don't know, it's hard to answer your question without like really going into it. For the most part, I don't know, it's kind of a generalization, but.
Well, all girls look crazy. That's pretty
difficult. Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think having anxiety is that abnormal, but when, like, you know, it's like, I don't know, I was texting with this chick and then she starts having a panic attack and like her texts are coming in like all fucked up, like she can't type, you know, it's like, I don't know, that kind of like was like a sign that I'm probably wasting my time trying to make anything happen if, you know, a fucking text conversation provokes a panic attack.
For sure. So one way that you can tell really easily, like if you follow the text guide and another way that you can kind of start to see these patterns is by using the Tinder protocol. And I think it was you who said you're not doing the Tinder protocol. You're starting like 5 messages in.
Right. Like I'm sort of like waiting to build like an actual response, like an actual connection before it, like implying like, hey, you know, do you want to be exclusive? Which worked, you know, the one time I used it, and then other times when I'm kind of going straight to it.
You're completely missing the whole fucking joke. Right.
Yeah.
You don't get it. Watch. Carly has never heard about the Tinder protocol, and let's see if she gets it. Okay. So we're on Tinder. My opening message to you, like we both like each other, we both swipe. My opening message to you is, so does this mean we're exclusive?
Yeah, I think that would be funny.
See, she's laughing, right?
Yeah.
And Carly, why are you laughing?
Because that by saying that, even though it's like sounds like you're putting pressure, it's like actually the complete opposite. So then it's like more lighthearted and funny, I guess. And any guy, if you can make a girl laugh, you can make her come for sure.
You're making fun of like, you're basically making fun of Tinder, and you're making fun of the ridiculousness of Tinder because it's such an exaggerated and absurd statement that because we both swiped, this would mean we're exclusive. It's obvious that you're kidding to any girl that has like even like a decent amount of social intelligence. If a girl says, ew, I don't even know you, you know she fucking sucks and you should run away. So it's
okay,
not
gotcha.
It's not just a funny opener. It weeds out lame ass chicks who suck and who are by default not hot. Like you would have to if we lined up 100 girls who are all like eights and up, I think maybe one or two would fail to laugh at that joke.
Right.
And the reason
I gotcha.
Yeah, so by you saying you're trying to build a connection first and then saying, does it exclusive?
No, yeah.
So what would you think if he did that?
Then I would really think he really wants to be exclusive. Yeah, I'm really right.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah.
So when we give you guys shit to follow, like everyone does this, so don't feel bad. But you're a fucking idiot. When we give you guys shit to follow, like, use the exact shit we say. Don't change it because we've field tested it. We've used that line.
Well, no, but I think they need to understand it, though, or then they're like, why do they understand why they think it's funny?
Well, right. They need to ask questions. They need to be like, yeah, we said to, we've given you tons of examples saying, like, use this first. And instead of just using your own thing and then trying to figure it out, you should be like, wait, so why am I using this?
And I think like it's important to make it your own. Like you don't want example, like a guy in the group who's like talking like how you talk.
Yeah.
Like when you do things, like it's sexy, but when you directly know like if you're like getting like someone's trying to like impersonate like someone else, then it's not like you have to be yourself, like and confident by yourself and like own it and know that you're hot, know that, like, you're the shit, like...
We were talking about, like, authenticity.
Yes.
And if a girl can tell that you're not being authentic, if you're trying to be someone else, you're trying to put on some sort of persona, she's going to feel that. She may not be able to say exactly why. She may not be able to tell you, like, specifically what you said or what you did.
And she probably wouldn't.
And she wouldn't. She would, yeah, exactly. She wouldn't tell you that. She would just get turned off and leave. But when it comes to texting and like Tinder and these electronic forms of communication, you do want to cut and paste exactly what we say until you understand the rules. And once you understand the rules, then you can break them and do whatever the fuck you want.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll try that. I haven't Tindered in a while. I mainly use the OKC, but which is different because I got to open with something. You know, it's like I got to write a compelling message. You know, because not too many people use the swiping match thing, or not as many people. Either that, or they're just not fucking they're not matching with me.
Don't use OKC because OKC is like a dead platform. Like you're not going to meet any hot chicks on OKC. Carly just asked, what's OKC? Like, that shows you how fucking dead OKC is. This is a girl who spends hours a day on her phone, on Instagram, on Facebook. Like, if anyone knows social media, it's a girl like Carly. And the fact that she doesn't know about the fishing site means it's completely fucking irrelevant.
Maybe Bumble.
I think it's important for like face to face. I don't know. I guess what you call like initial attraction. Like you don't actually know. You don't get their vibe. more like on social media or like any people?
Carly's never used on a date. That's the last time you're on an online date.
I use Tinder to get weed.
That's a bad upset.
No.
This has got all the background noise. And why do you not use online dating sites?
Because I go out a lot.
Because you go out a lot and you have plenty of opportunities to, like, meet dudes while you're out.
Yeah, and I want to meet someone who likes to do the same things as me. So, and I go do what I like to do, and I get to meet people, and it's all about you.
Yeah. I mean, you want to meet someone who, you know, has a little bit of fun. So, you never, with online dating, like, there are a lot of hot girls that do use online dating, but they typically do it because they have, like, a full-time job, and they're maybe not going out as much, or they're just kind of on there. And yeah, maybe they're lonely, or maybe they're just in a breakup. Like, the best time to meet a girl from an online dating site is one who's, like, fresh on the rebound.
That's true.
Like, every girl, when they break up with their dude, will, like,
get on Tinder.
Get on Tinder.
You did that before.
You did that, right?
Yeah,
yep. Every girl will get on Tinder, and, like, because it's fun. Like, they get all the attention.
Yeah.
They get a bunch of, like, positive affirmation, a bunch of guys liking them, thinking they're hot, getting messages. So it's a big, like, confidence booster. And the one girl I did date from an online dating site, I met, like, she was literally, like, it was the first date after the only date she'd ever been on an online dating site because she was on the rebound. And so we're not saying don't use those sites because it can be great practice, but, you know, for sure, going out and meeting them in person, and the better you get, the less you'll rely on online dating sites. Like, if we ask Jason, like, Jason, how often are you using online dating sites?
You mean for, like, serious approach or just in general? Because I obviously do it when I'm bored. Tinder.
Yeah. Like, how often are you going on online dates versus real dates? And you can certainly be going on more.
Like, probably in this past year, like, maybe 4 or so? 5? Not that often.
Yeah, and versus real dates?
About double that or triple that. I don't really count, but probably.
Yeah, I mean, totally counts. All right, so let's transition. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to kind of set this up. Okay, first of all, does anyone have any specific questions for Carly? And if not, I'll ask a few, and that will kind of steer you guys in the right direction. Carly? You're needed.
Yes.
Q&A time with
Carly. Oh, I just got... Yes.
What'd you get the ice for?
Email.
I know, but they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah, it's rough.
Don't
Carly's going to put some ice on my dick, and then I'll have a hard time thinking of them.
Uh-huh.
So, hurry up. Someone ask you a question. Anything relating to, like, how girls get attracted to guys, like, what type of guys, like, show up on her radar? Like, you know, what a guy has to do to, like, get her to hang out with him. Because, like, how often do you actually go on dates? Like, never, right?
Yeah, pretty much, no. I mean, a few times we start dating someone and then you see a girl.
Yeah, like, it's...
No, there's one-time dates, like, and it's, like, a one-time thing or whatever.
Right. So, there's kind of, like, these two worlds of dating where
what happens is, like, you're either a social circle hookup. You're either in the social circle hookup culture, or you're in this contrived dating culture. And the contrived dating culture sucks because it's got a shitload of expectations. So there's the social circle hookup culture versus the contrived dating culture. Social circle hookup culture is like basically what happens in high school and college, and what can happen later on in life if you have a great social circle that where you're hanging out with cool guys and hot chicks all the time. So what happens in both, I mean, I guess it's the same in high school and college. If you're hanging out with cool guys and hot chicks, then you're in that social circle. If you're fucking hanging out with, I don't know, Counter-Strike dorks, then it's the same as anything else. But, you know, when you're in that environment and you are hanging out with dudes that are cool, naturally girls who are hot are going to be coming into that environment. And you're not really going to go on dates. You're just going to hang out. You're all going to go to dinners or fucking parties. And you're going to vibe with a girl at some point. You'll probably end up making out with her. Another point, you'll probably fuck her maybe that night, maybe another night. But if you push too hard, you'll ruin that opportunity. So you have to know when to go for it.
How do you know when to go?
I'll talk about that in a second. Long one. But, and one thing will lead to another, and you'll kind of just start hanging out more, and it'll turn into a relationship. Now, when it's a dating situation, there's all these expectations of what may or may not happen, right? Like, you meet a girl on Tinder, you exchange phone numbers after flirting, you set up a time, you meet her for drinks, you know, you follow the dating protocol, and you go to the first venue, which is just like you have a couple of drinks in the bar, and then you go to the next venue, which is like the lounge where you can sit down like next to each other and get a little bit more intimate, maybe make out with her. Then you take her somewhere fun, and maybe you can take her home and bang her after that.
Oh, I don't know about the PDA, but like, yeah, something.
Yeah, it depends on the girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, and everything is dependent on the audience. Like, you have to be able to, you have to be able to read how she's feeling. But the problem with the contrived dating situation is now there's all these expectations. Like, okay, we went on a date. Maybe we fucked on the second date, maybe the first date, maybe the third date. And as you continue going on, like, these dates, then, you know, that it basically kind of, you know, that will also lead to a relationship too. So you guys understand, like, those two scenarios. They're pretty basic.
I mean, sure. I'm still looking for something like
where the. But you can find something serious with. You'd rather find something serious with someone you know, yeah, that you would true. Meet through like
mutual
friends, because yeah. that's like a warm lead.
True.
Right? They're already vouched for.
True.
So it's funny. I heard this the other day on a podcast, and the topic is, why do girls want to fuck a guy that they know has fucked a ton of girls? Because on first thought, you would think like, well, what? He's a man whore. He's dirty. Yeah. He's this. He's that. Like, why would I want to fuck that guy? But the reason is because of branding, right? When you walk into a store and you want to buy a cola, you grab a Coke, right? Versus the generic brand that's sitting next to it, which might even be half the price. Why do you grab the Coke? Because you know the Coke's yeah. good. Because everyone has told you the Coke is good. It's known that the Coke is good. So really, it's just that they're lazy. They don't want to have to figure out that you're not a serial killer, rapist, weirdo. Because if they know that you've banged a lot of other hot chicks, then they know that you're a good brand. People are lazy.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was interesting when I heard it. Make all the thumbs down. So by default, if a girl's really hot, she's going to get tons of opportunities to go to cool places and do fun, cool shit. Like, every fucking night, Carly could go to Florence in New York and not pay for a fucking single thing. She gets flown all around the world for free. Like, so she gets to basically write her own ticket, like, who she hangs out with, what she does. Why would she ever be on Tinder, right? Or what's OKC? Which is like...
What are these?
Yes. Well, Plenty of Fish is like second to OK Cupid. Have you heard of OK Cupid?
No.
Amazing.
What?
It shows like how far disconnected you are from like the real like dating world, which is crazy.
I'm not much real online dating. And also, I don't really. Well, Tinder, I think people's motives are just to fuck. Like, I don't really want to go into a like friendship, relationship, whatever, with knowing like you just want to fuck. Like, doesn't mean you want to fuck you.
Every hot chick who's on Tinder that doesn't use Tinder thinks what you think. They all think of it as a fuck app.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck would you go on Tinder unless you want a dick?
Yeah.
Like, last minute scenario. Like,
yeah. Like,
I need dick.
That's why they do that when you break up.
Right. You go on Tinder. But for a normal girl who doesn't, like, have all this crazy shit going on, they're using Tinder to actually get dates. And for them, it's not a fuck app. It's, like, find a husband app.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Well, I think that would be more so the Cupid website. But if you're looking to find a husband, then, I mean, a wife, then I wouldn't maybe look in the bar.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you might find her online, you might find her in the bar, you might find her at your brother's fucking bris. Hopefully not, that'd be a little weird. Whatever, a wedding. But it's really important to realize that, you know, the hotter the girl that you want, the less likely you are to find her in a non-social circle environment.
I think as far as social media goes, if you have to say something on social media, if you're not funny, you're creepy. That's that.
For sure. And rule of thumb, though, is you're just wasting a lot of time. So, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Adam, let's just see if you know, and then if you don't, I'll yell at you. But do you know why using Facebook is stupid?
Don't yell at Adam.
Oh yeah, no, hey, it's all good. Thank you, Carly. You're a real sweet woman. It's not a great utilization of my free time. It's basically me sitting in my apartment in my underwear when I'm fucking exhausted, dicking around. You know, because there's hot chicks. They're putting themselves out there. I'm trying to open. It's practice, but it's not the right kind of practice. I should be out there, you know, gaming and, you know, creating connections with people in real life. Cause shit, man, what I realize is that you gotta fucking like really work to build up the kind of trust where, you know, you're going to get anywhere and meet someone, actually meet someone in real life, you know, otherwise it's just fucking spinning your wheels.
Yeah. But you're still missing the main point. Like, I'm not saying don't do Facebook because you should be out there in real life. Like, yeah. But I'm saying don't do Facebook because not only is it slow, but you're going to immediately be looked at as a creep or a weirdo for hitting on girls on Facebook. Yeah, there is like a very fine way that you or a very like fine line that you could walk where you can do it in a way that might work. But for every one girl I bang from Facebook, I could bang 10. From day game.
Yeah, I've never met someone on Facebook that I wouldn't have sex with. I don't think ever.
Yeah. No. I don't think I have either. Because Facebook isn't a dating app. Facebook is a social media platform designed to connect with friends. And if you use it as a dating app, you're going to look like a fucking creeper. So, true. Like, by default, you're way behind the eight ball.
I get that, Robbie, but what I... And perhaps I have an inflated opinion of myself, and I acknowledge your point. Yes, there's a lot of creeptards out there on the social media, on the Facebook, that are just, you know, liking and, oh, you're hot all over the Instagram to these chicks. That's not my approach. I feel like I'm a little bit better, you know, as far as just like connecting on other shit, like this nurse, you know, whatever. It's like I'm mentor gaming her about the ER and shit like that. And, you know, she's texting me out of the blue now. So that one's moving along. However, it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna be opening up any more cold approaches on the Facebook. It's a fucking waste of time.
Rebuttal. Here's my rebuttal for that, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay, maybe sure you bang this nurse, okay?
Right.
But odds are, if she has the time to sit on Facebook, okay. Well, let me back up. First of all, you're messaging her out of the blue. Because you have some mutual interest or whatever, like nursing.
Right.
But by default, she has to realize on some level, might be unconscious, maybe she realizes it consciously, if this guy has all this time to mentor game some girl he doesn't know, he must not have a whole lot going on in life. Like, if you really have the time to sit there and talk to some random chick on Facebook about something regarding nursing, like, where you're just trying to help her do something, you're just a dude who's trying to get in her pants by a roundabout way, right? Like, it's obvious to any girl who is hot and who gets hit on a lot that you don't fucking care about this nursing conversation. You're just trying to fuck, right? Harley's laughing because she knows it's true, right? So if, like, let's say she doesn't realize that, well, then she fucking sucks and she's an idiot and she's probably not hot, because any hot girl would realize that. And even if you do fuck her, she's probably going to suck and be ugly and you're not going to want to fuck her again. So,
oh my God.
So it's, you know, even if you win, you still lose.
Yes. Yes. You got me there. You know, I would say also yes and no. I actually do enjoy talking about other shit, but absolutely, I want to fuck her. That's the bottom line. You know,
but
we
don't
have some other.
It. You enjoy it because you think you're going to get laid. You don't actually enjoy it.
No, hey, so believe it or not, Robbie, I actually enjoy my job. I enjoy talking about my life. It's actually a fairly compelling lifestyle I lead. Not yeah. as much so as yours, my man.
I'm not
but,
saying you don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but you don't. I'm not saying you don't enjoy your job. I'm saying, would you have that same conversation with a 55?
If she was fat
guy?
And ugly, fuck no. Fuck no.
Exactly.
Fuck, no.
Fuck you.
All right. You got me. Hey, you got me. All right. I'm done.
All right.
You got me.
Thank you for admitting that. So yeah, I'm not saying it's your job. I'm saying it's, you know, you're it's a means to an end to get laid.
Right.
Which is fine. But if you just go on Tinder, well, guess what? There's a bunch of girls that are looking to get laid. And if they happen to be a nurse, then it'll be real easy.
Yeah.
Or if you go out to a bar where there's lots of nurses and flight attendants and teachers, because those are the type of girls that love to frequent bars. They're also the biggest three jobs that are the most whorish. Then you talk to them about nursing and you're golden.
Oh, also, I think going out with a girlfriend is really beneficial.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because
that's huge.
You're more approachable when you have a girl with you rather than it's like three guys and you go like approach one girl or something that's like,
Right. And for example, so Sergio, Sandeep, Sergio, who else went out with you guys? Cameron and one other dude went out with you guys to Isabel, right?
Sergio, Derek. And I have a picture of me pretending I'm pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. Sergio, do you remember that picture we took on my birthday in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is that all you have to say about it, Sergio?
Yes. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I actually don't remember. I'm just saying yes.
I knew it. Okay, anyway, so what were your...
Well, okay, so the four of them went out to Isabel, and even Isabel, right?
Why wasn't I invited? We would have had so much more fun.
Because you were here. This was last week.
Oh.
Before you were in Miami. It was last Thursday. Went out to Isabel. And Sergio brought out a cute Russian girl. I think it was your second time hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And Sandeep, who hadn't really been out much, he's a new member of the group, so he's still kind of learning the ropes. He said to me, he's like, well, none of these guys really, like, impressed me. They didn't show me anything. And, like, that mindset is fucked, and here's why. So, first of all, I said, well, didn't Sergio bring out a girl? And he said, yeah, he brought out a cute Russian girl. I'm like, okay, well, then that's actually better for you, because now instead of being with three other dudes and girls looking at you and they don't know if you're a Coke or a generic cola, if you have a hot girl with you, there's a better chance that you're a Coke. going back to the, you know, the metaphor from before, like if you hang out with cute girls, odds are you're not creepy and weird, which means you're way more approachable. And if they, like, if you see a guy who's with a hot chick and he comes over and approaches you, you're way more receptive to that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like last night, Carly and I are out. I could have fucked any girl in there because guess who's on my arm? Carly. And she's the hottest girl in there. So every other girl is like, well, obviously this guy has something going on to get her. And I should probably figure that out because I really like Coke. Like, they're fucking lazy.
True.
They're really lazy. So I told Sandeep, I was like, well, first of all, that's dope that Sergio brought out his girl. That's only going to help you. And you should have utilized her. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, good point. Because his mindset, which is really common when guys who study too much pickup bullshit get into the group, is I need to go approach. And approaching is great. Like, it'll help you get over your fear. It's a good way to meet girls and blah, blah, blah. But just, like, rifling through approaches and failing to use, like, a way bigger asset, which is a hot girl, is just a huge waste of time. Sandeep, are you on the call? No. Okay. Well, hopefully you'll hear the recording. And Sergio, when, like, that night after you guys hung out, I know what happened on the first date, but what happened that time?
Did Sandeep not tell you that he did utilize her? Because he did. Like,
he was using her
as a wing woman.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Sure.
Good. And, okay, so talk about that. Like, how was she? And
wait, but also, fine line, if a guy, like, I don't know, if a girl came up to me and was like, my friend thinks you're hot, I would be like, what? Then why didn't he come up to me?
Right.
But anyway, what were you
Well, he wasn't using you? Her like that.
Okay, okay.
Hopefully not. Don't do that. I don't know, think about it.
Sergio, your turn.
She told me that she's the one who got the numbers, not him, though. So the girls that he, all the girls that he talked to, ended up giving her their number, but not Sandeep. That's what she told me. So that's what happened with them. And I don't know. I think somebody else. Like, I don't know. I think Sasha was there. I think Sasha might have bought her a drink. I don't know. Maybe Sandeep did. And after that drink, she just got too drunk, and I took her back home to West Hollywood. And we passed out on the couch, and I tried to wake her up. And she just said that she needed to go back home. And, that was the end of the night.
And then she went straight to Sasha's.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
No.
Oh, my God.
I hope not.
Sanctions.
Galactic sanctions. So, have you talked to her since? Because it seems like, well, I don't know. In terms of, like, a physical escalation, from a physical escalation standpoint, it seems like you didn't really get any further. But at the same time, I don't want you guys to think every single time you hang out, you have to get further, because then it can really put you into, like, creeper mode. Like, to use Carly as an example, the first time we hung out, she ended up naked in my bed and having orgasms. The next 10 times we hung out, we didn't even kiss. And I had to be, like, really, really careful to not let that affect me. Because trust me, I really fucking wanted her. But it wasn't the right time to escalate. And a couple times I tried to push it, and that pushed her away. And if I would have continued to push it, I would have pushed it over the edge. So maybe, I don't know, if you could speak to that.
I mean, I...
And there's going to be a bunch of reasons, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
And those reasons are important because, like, Sergio, in this example, well, this is a little bit different because, Sergio, you met her out and you guys set up, like, a real date, right?
Yeah.
Right, and Carly and I never went on a date. We just...
I went on a date today.
Well, today. Yeah. I only go on dates with girls after we sleep together. Those are the best dates. I literally haven't been on like a normal date. I have not been on a normal date since Europe. Not like a date. I only count it a date if you haven't slept with someone. After that is not really a date. I mean, it's a date, sure. It's like a GFE. The girlfriend experienced it.
Oh my god. No, but yeah, I guess like the first night we hooked up and like you're smashing the countdown. Like I was like drunk and like we're high as gin or whatever. So then the next day, just because like I did that night didn't mean I was like I wanted to, I don't know, automatically be like finger banging, like making out with you every night, like, you know. And so I don't know. And then at the club, and I got mad at you because you kept like being like all PDA with me. And I was like, Bobby, get the fuck away from me.
Stop being creepy.
Yeah, stop being creepy. So, but then I also didn't know you that well too. So like when I got to know you more and then like by last, like as a friend, then it made me more comfortable to like hug with you, I guess. But that's just me. That's not really every, like some girls just want to have sex with random people, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. But like, so.
Yeah, I guess in a way, like, I want it to be like my choice. Right. I wanted you to make me feel like it was my choice, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like the vibe wasn't right that time.
Yeah.
And like in the past, I think I would have fucked that situation up. Like almost every guy would fuck that up by having the expectation, oh, we did this last night, so we should at least do that plus this other thing that's more sexual the next time. And if that doesn't happen, then guys get upset and salty and like butthurt. So like for you guys listening, I hope you're not tuning out because this is super important. Just because you might have made out with a girl the first time you hung out, or even had sex with her the first time you hung out, yeah, most of the time you're going to at least do that plus more the next time, but it that's not a guarantee. And if you act like it's a guarantee, it's way less likely to happen. And if you get salty when it doesn't happen, then you're fucked. Then you probably won't ever get the chance again.
True.
So, Sergio, I know like the second time, like the first time I know you tried to kiss this girl a bunch of times and she playfully said no, but she obviously liked you enough to go out with you again. What happened on the second time and what sort of vibe are you getting from her now?
I'm going to have to keep this answer really short because I'm actually driving for Uber right now. So I'm going to have to hang up soon, but I didn't do any cussing at all. Like, I didn't touch her at all once. And, she was filling me up all night the entire time. I didn't even try to kiss her either. And, it just ended with just like a kiss on the cheek again. But
if she was touching you all night, you might, maybe, you know, you fucked that one up. Maybe you should have gone for more.
Yeah, I would do something like if you guys are sitting next to each other, like, I don't know, playfully like grab the back of her neck or something. And then if she like if you like are doing like this, and I'm not going to like not kiss you if you do that, if I wanted to kiss you. But if I didn't, then I'd be like, haha, like turn it off. Like, you know.
Okay, don't do that.
What? Is that not good?
I could just see them trying to implement that one. They're like, wait a second.
Maybe we should be on a video.
Well, first of all, it's hard to like, it's really hard to explain how to physically escalate like on a call. It's like almost impossible.
Okay.
Right? Like, slowly slide your hand and slightly caress, you know, the hair on her arm. Blah, blah, blah. This call's been going on for a while. We'll wrap this up in a second. Sergio, if she was giving you a lot of physical love, which is really the only love you can trust. Like what they say is hard to decipher because you never know. It could be bullshit. But if she's physically touching you a lot, then you should have kind of mirrored what she was doing to you, pushed it a few times a little bit past and see how she responded, and then gone for it. I mean, it sounds like you're waiting to get her back to the house, but by that time she was already too wasted. But is she responding to you? Does she want to go out again?
I'm sure she does. Sergio is really nice. Like you, Sergio, you have like an appeal to you. Like people like are naturally attracted to you because of like, I don't know, the way you carry yourself. Like you're, I told you that. Remember, I said you were my favorite over Tyler. That's when I said that. Wait, this is recorded.
Tyler will be editing this.
I love you, Tyler.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we lost Sergio, but anyways, he gets a point. All right, guys. Any other questions? Random questions? Questions for Carly?
Hey, I have a question, though.
Yeah.
So, Carly, if you're with your friends, just a group of girls, or and like a separate time when you're with guys and girls, if a guy approached you cold like that, you don't know, how likely are you? Like what's a good approach? And do you guys usually reject people that come up to you?
That's a really hard question because it all depends on the scenario. Because, like the same thing with social media, if you're going to come up to a girl and approach them in a bar situation or any type of way where obviously you're both single and you're like looking for something, not maybe like whatever your motives may be. So, but I think being funny and charming goes the longest way. So if you can kind of think of something witty in the moment. I was actually trying to think of this earlier. I couldn't think of like a perfect example because it's hard. I wouldn't say if someone came up to me, I wouldn't reject them. But if they're just like came up and like, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, what's up? Like, I don't know. What's really up? But if they came up and said something funny or something relevant, then I'd be more susceptible to talk to them longer. And then, you know, oh, you want to get a drink? Oh, for sure, you shot, whatever. And if they say no, then obviously like, you're like, oh, I'm going to go get a shot with my friends. And then they're like, okay.
So Carly will respond to basically whatever is the most fun in the moment. So if a guy comes over to her and he presents more fun than the fun she was already having, she's going to stay with that fun. And if that fun continues, odds are she'll stay. The only way she's leaving the fun is based on loyalty. If her girlfriends are leaving and, you know, she's only spent 3 minutes with this guy, then there's no way she's going to stay because she's loyal to them. And she'll have to put up with a lot of bitchiness and annoying shit if she just ditches her friends to stay with the guy that she's met for 3 minutes at a bar. And she'll get judged for being a whore. So,
but that's not, I mean, but also though, like, I would say I've given my number out to, like,
oh, yeah, you'll give my number, for sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Because
yeah.
I wanted to, like, talk to them further because of the way they approached me. It was, like, funny. Or they weren't just, like, cheesy. Or, I don't know, cheesy actually is pretty good.
Probably, like, cheesy. But, yeah, so basically what she's saying is be interesting, be engaging, be fun. Like, interested and engaging is also fun.
And also not staying, like, this is the lamest thing ever, but literally I've had two guys do this to me and I've talked to them both times. He was so funny and they have the sugar packet thing. This is okay. But then you just, oh, you dropped your name tag and then they walk away. Like they don't really care about you. And you're like, wait, what? Like, why don't they, why did they do that? And they don't want to stay and talk to me. Like what? Now I want to go talk to them. So, I mean,
they give you a sugar packet and they say you dropped your name tag.
You dropped your name tag, yeah.
Dude, guys have done that too? Yeah. Really?
But yeah, or like, yeah. Or, like a sudden compliment and then like you look at a girl like, oh, like, nice shirt or something. I really like dope shoes or whatever. And you just walk off. Then they're like, if they made a find you attractive, they're like, oh, why didn't he want to stay and talk to me? So, I don't know, the playing hard to get card is good, too.
Right.
Because then if they think you're hard to get, they're like, well, why are you hard to get? why are you a Coke?
Right. Exactly. That's good. So, yeah, Joel, that was your question, right, Joel?
Right.
Yeah, I think you could definitely implement what Carly just said, which is great advice. And I haven't talked about that in a long time, which is you do some really just fast short approaches and you walk away. Like one of the things I talk about all the time is leaving on the high note. And that doesn't mean you can't come back, but leaving on the high note, like right in the beginning is awesome. You know, you walk up and you say, oh, you drop your name tag, you hand her a sugar packet, you walk away. She's going to be like, whoa, that was funny. And why is he leaving? He must be really fucking cool to walk away from
even,
me.
Like the first time I met you and yeah, I did the name cup.
Yeah.
We could write our name and I like made Robbie a cup. And he's like, I don't like this. And like, said it because I spelled your name wrong or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't like this. You like, shut the cup down. I was like, what? I just made you that cup. Why do you not like it?
I did?
Like that.
I don't remember that.
I just remember that.
Really? This was that oak?
No, that was at your house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of interesting shit happened that I totally forgot about. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay. Well, anyways.
Me and you will talk about that. We're in trouble.
Big trouble. All right, guys. Good shit. And
yeah, thank you very much.
Bye. Love you all. Peace, love, happiness.
Thanks, Carly.